six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Check, check, check. Audio check. You're on, Gary. Go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, coming at you another episode. This is 66 overall. You guys are enjoying the content we're bringing, especially the last episode with Barry from RD1. Thanks again, Barry, for coming on and giving us your
thanks,
time.
Thanks, Barry.
And he also sent us some samples. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Tonight we're back with just regular programming. I know last time was
regular programming.
Yeah, returned to our regular,
regular boring programming.
Searching for Pappy, and obviously, What's the Juice? We'll close it out.
Please do not adjust your attendance.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are still recovering from our ugly mugs being on YouTube. If you haven't had a chance, go check that out for entertainment purposes at the least, right?
And I'm not sure about you, Gary, but I was prepared to do another video cast tonight. So.
Oh, you had the fluffing team that were in there tonight. The powder team.
And my fluffing
team. The powder team, the fluff team.
In the wings there. They did a damn good job, too. Got my Kentucky Owl hat on. Got my Traverse City Whiskey shirt on.
For all those listening out there who are part of a distillery or may know somebody part of a distillery, if you want us to rep your merch on the pod, let us know.
Yes, or your events, or your products, or your juice.
They can even DJ your kids' bar mitzvah, or your... We're very multi-talented. Anyway, guys, thanks again for listening. We'll be back with a video portion of our podcast. I should say video podcast soon enough. But tonight it's just strictly audio, so
maybe
you're right. Maybe we'll
throw a few we might throw a few clips out
exactly
there
with snippets. Our gang signs.
We gotta do some of those AI pods, or what do you call those,
the shorts? Those are good.
Those are
we need more of those.
We'll do some of those.
All right, so Steve is on vacay out to Portugal for a little bit there, 10-day vacay. How was the whiskey scene before we get started with Searching for Pappy? Well, it's Searching for Pappy. There was no Pappy, obviously.
Searching for Pappy.
For me, there was a few things that I picked up the week before. One of the things that I wanted to talk about or mention today is our Project X barrel pick. Okay.
This was with Calvin, Novi Party Store.
This is with Calvin with the Novi Party Store.
You picked this.
I was part of the crew that went down there to Louisville with the whiskey drinking shenanigans. We picked a Olorosa sherry cask, straight bourbon whiskey finish. And we called it Oh Sherry.
Frankie Valley, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Sherry. Oh, no, that's not Frankie Valley. That's Kyrie.
One hit wonders.
Kyrie, yeah, something like that. Anyway,
we all know the song, so let's do our fact checking later. But
I'll definitely I can find that one.
This finishing cast origins from Jerez, Spain.
Oh.
It is still the 750 milliliters, and it's 54%.
Steve Perry. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Steve Perry? Oh, Sherry?
Oh, Sherry. Oh. Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, that's the ticket. What's the proof on it?
Might have played a little clip there.
Yeah.
108 is the proof, and it is Oh, Sherry Sweet. It's got a darker... Oh, there we go.
This is copyright infringement. I think we pay if we play like more than 30 seconds, we have to pay.
Yeah, but we're not making any money off of it.
Because nobody listens.
I should have been gone. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Throw in that clip. But what else was I going to say about this?
The proof, the sherry finish.
Yeah.
Get them exclusively at Novi Party Store. 108
proof. Yeah. Finishing Oloroso. So it's Oloroso, not PX Sherry. So it's not as sweet, and it's got a it's sweet, but it's got a darker finish, more complexity on that.
Instead How old of, is it?
Wow.
Not old enough.
probably four, I'm guessing.
Old enough, yeah.
Doesn't say. And I forget. I don't have my notes. Do I have my
notes?
That's
all right. Well prepared again, Steve. Good job.
Yeah, anyways. Hey, off the cuff. and the other thing, so I think I mentioned this in the last pod, but Willett has come to Michigan. Yay! So I had to pick up one of those Willett pot still reserve.
Did you have you tried it?
Funky. No, I have not tried it, but it's really more for looks. But anyway, and then Traverse City came out with an Amarana.
Traverse City Whiskey Company, for those who...
Traverse City Whiskey Company came out with the Amarana. So, wow. I'm excited. I haven't tried that yet either.
Sweet off.
I'm trying to get some buddies over here. I'm going to probably crack that open this week.
Oh.
And then I picked up the a Larceny Barrel Proof, A125.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't picked those up in a few years. Well, good.
I like the Larceny and the Elijah Craig Barrel Proofs. Yeah. They're like...
Sweet spot for about 80, 90, 80 bucks, 70 bucks, somewhere in there, yeah?
70 bucks, yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
And yeah, I got you a bottle.
Thank you, sir. So yeah, appreciate that.
Of the old sherry. Of the Steve Perry.
Steve Perry, yeah. Did I only pick up the one bottle? Well, I did get stuff from our buddy Patrick Berry at MGP. A little sample of the Blood Oath Packed 11.
Packed. Is it packed?
Packed. P-A-C-T. Packed.
Yeah, packed.
So this is the 11th annual release of this spirit. I got some notes here, so I'm prepared. Let's see.
You're just reading.
I am reading. It's right here in front of me. Okay, so this.
Yeah. What are they?
This is finished in tequila barrels. It's a blend of two well-bred bourbons, a 14-year rye. And a 10-year weeded, blended with an impressive 7-year ride with, which was finished in barrels at Hell Tequila, Añejo Tequila.
Tequila.
And that is 98.6 proof. So I tried it.
You gotta drink the worm.
And it is.
You gotta eat the worm.
No salt. I said no salt. I think it's better than the Pack 10, hands down. That was a port wine finish, barrel finish. This one I think is way better. Pack 11 is probably right now nice. Whiskey of the year for me of 2025.
Oh, it's, okay. And it's we're almost into May.
Yeah, so they should be, I think this press release, I got it a couple weeks ago. Press release was on March 25th. So they should be hitting the shelves here, $130. There'll be about 17,000 cases, and there's three in a case. So
three in a case?
Yeah, what? Three in a case. Limited supply of 17,000, three in cases.
Oh, because it comes with the box, right? Did you get the box?
Yeah, I did.
That one?
No, I didn't. Sorry, this is a sample. The wood box, they do come in, but I think three of them come in a cardboard case that go to the stores. That's how they come in. So that's, 51,000 bottles only. $130 for the bottle. But yeah, it should be on the stores now. I would highly, and I'm not a big, impressed by a lot. Yeah, the couple ones weren't great, but I'm not impressed by a lot of the new releases.
Yeah.
But this, I would actually recommend buy this if you can find it. Even for more than 30, I think it's worth it. I would say even at that price, it's a very good price per quality pour. So I think this should be flying off the shelves.
Yeah, Lux Row is getting some very fine distilleries, craft distilleries. Well, big, not craft, but big distillery products out there.
Higher end stuff, Blood too. Oath,
they've had for a while. And then Penelope, Remus. Not Remus, Rebel.
Rebel Yell?
Yeah. I said Remus. I did not mean Remus, sorry.
That's okay.
I say some stupid stuff.
That's all right. You're my brother. You're allowed. I got this bottle from my boy Chris at Total Wine here. He called me or texted me. He said, hey, have you seen this one before? And I said, no, I don't have this one. He said, hey, man, what's going on?
Give it to me. Give it to me now.
So I got the 2025 Maker's Mark Wood Finishing Series.
It's the Keeper's something.
The Keeper's Release.
Oh.
Whoa, Keeper's Release. So 109.3 proof. There you go. I can read the bottle. There you go.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried this yet, but from the reviews I've read, they said it's like the, you know, that like Stag Jr. will, now it's Stag and George T. Stag, how that relationship is. They said this is kind of like the Stag in that relationship with the cellar release.
Oh.
Which I have a bottle of that too.
The cellar aged?
Yeah, the 10-year cellar, which I love. So they said if you like that, you'll love this. So you've
tried the cellar aged?
I have a bottle of it. I mean,
you have a bottle of that too.
Yeah, I haven't tried this.
You haven't opened it.
Right. Yeah. I come down, you can try it.
I will. I'm saving up my
pennies.
My points.
Yeah. So anyway, very excited to try that bottle. It was about $80, $79 MSRP. So the Wood Finishing Series for Maker's Mark is always classic makers. So.
Yep. I got a roll of them right behind me there.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. So that brings us to a close. Let's see if you have any other bottles. I think we should talk about RD1 a little bit.
Yeah, we should.
So RD1, we had Barry on last episode.
Barry
Brinegar,
yeah.
Yeah, co-founder of RD1, ambassador of all RD1 has to offer. A great time with him. He was very nice and sent us, after our podcast, RD1, a limited release sample here.
Sister Cities.
Yeah. So 8-year Kentucky Straight rye and a 7-year Kentucky Straight bourbon, 102 proof. Small little sample. Cute little glass.
75, yeah.
I
finished in
I'm sorry,
Mazzanara and French oak.
So I tried.
You tried it.
I've tried it, but if you want to give it not. A little,
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it on the
I'll
air.
Try
here.
A little sippy there.
And they give you a nice little the sample bottles are kind of nice because they're just.
That's interesting that your sample bottle was still sealed. When I got mine was unsealed. So I don't know if somebody in the packaging. Packaging has been using it.
Watch the postal.
Yeah, I mean, I drank it.
Okay, well.
I didn't die.
Let me pull a little bit. Oh.
Ouch.
Sorry, I got to give you a toast there.
I just had a dinnerman after dinner.
I know.
So you're everything's
drinking
like
that, whew. Like you always like you do, like mouthwash. But
well, it's because I had the mint in my mouth.
Okay, gotta wash the mint down with
some alcohol. That's what I'm doing. But add some water.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you try like a Mentos and you.
Yeah, it's just like. Whew.
It the nose is rather pleasant here.
So it's I wonder what the combo is, the percentage or the mash, but it doesn't tell us. 50-50? It doesn't tell us. Wow. So I don't know if this will even be out there for people. But is this going to be something?
It is. Well, it's a limited release, and I think you only...
Distillery may have to go
number of,
in Lexington
number
pick it up.
Of, cases that he was going to produce out of this. But okay. I mean, it's on the nose. It's got a little stuffy nose.
Delightful.
It's pretty spicy
it
on
is.
The nose, actually.
It's spicy to me on the palate, too. I think that rye comes through more than the bourbon does. So I'm thinking that maybe blended more towards the rye, like 60-40, something like that.
Ooh.
Right? It hits you.
That is reminds me of Barrelcraft. Oof.
It drinks hotter than 102. I mean, off my first decision.
A little bit. You know, there's. I can tell you what it's not.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. But it does burns. The back palate burns. A lot of rye on the back palate.
There is
ethanol,
quite a bit of rye.
Ethanol,
but
berry.
There's a little bit of oakiness to it.
Yep, that's the bourbon.
And
the barrel.
It's probably the French oak coming through.
Maybe. I don't have.
I'm getting some strong vanilla notes.
I don't have much of that Mazzanara.
I can't even say that. Mazzanara.
Mazzanara, sorry.
Mazzanara.
That's just the oak, the Japanese oak barrel, isn't it? I don't know. And I'll be 100% honest. As we always say, here as a novice whiskey enthusiast here. I don't have enough experience drinking those type of barrels to know what that flavor profile is. Especially this one's a combo. So this one's a lot of variables in this one. It's a rye, it's a bourbon, and two different finishes. So it's interesting. Yeah. I'd like to have more of it, you know, in terms of like letting it age a little bit or opening it up, letting it, you know, instead of just guzzling it down, which I just did. So, but it's a podcast. Yeah, we don't want to sit here and
open it up a little bit. Yeah. It's got some nice legs on it though. It's very, it's not, visceral. Yeah. It's,
there's some complexity to viscous. It too.
Yep.
But anyway.
Nice. Yeah, they grow trees in Japan.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, we should reference our previous episode. I don't remember what season that was. So they grow trees in Japan.
Oh.
Anyway, guys, thanks again, Barry, for the sample. We love it. Keep sending them more if you want us to sample them. We're more than happy to do that for you.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anything else for search in there?
I do not. No.
All right. What's the juice? This is everybody's all-time favorite segment. We've had so many.
What's the juice?
What is the juice?
So we're gonna come back to it. Steve has a sample that I sent him that I know what it is, and I have a sample that Steve sent me that I do not know what it is. So we have five questions to ask each other, and we can come up with a guess or two. And usually it ends in shenanigans. Steve actually was right last time. That was the first time he was actually in the ballpark. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I have sample A tonight.
A. Okay.
And you have eight?
Eight. Yeah. It's the last sample that I have, by the way.
Oh, I have one more. I have B. That's okay. So I'm going to pour a little bit of this in a glass. Not too much. It's a school night, kids. I got to get up tomorrow early. All right. So this is A. This is a light tone. I mean, not light, not dark. I'd say medium tone in the terms of the color. Ooh, interesting. Steve has to figure out what this is.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I got to get my other. I'm going to do a toaster.
All right.
There you go.
Sweet nose, a little bit of honey.
Mine's not too dark.
Ooh, that's what she said. Honey.
What?
Honey, maybe?
I don't relate, but okay.
Honey and whatever. Ethanol is what I get off the nose.
Ethanol. I've got like a pollen in my nose.
That seems like a...
Oh, this is it's tart. You know, the
look on
mine is... The nose is tart. It's not sweet. It's bland. It's
bland.
Like straight.
It's right in your face, uncut.
It's like dusty. It's dusty.
All right.
It's not
dusty like a math teacher's chalky hands.
Yeah, or it smells chalky.
I love chalk.
Yeah. There's no
fruits
like the other ones.
Vanillas,
I can't tell. Yes. It's just like flour bland.
Okay. Oaky.
But okay.
I think I have a question for mine, but go ahead. You get a little swig in there.
Yeah, I'll get a little swiggy.
My palate was sweet. The finish was sweet. I'm almost thinking this is a finished whiskey. That's what I'm thinking. So finished bourbon.
You're thinking?
Is this spirit finished?
I would not consider that a finished.
It's not finished in some type of barrel.
No.
Really?
Well, no, I don't know.
All right. Well, that was my first instinct. My first instinct.
No, it is not.
What's your question for me?
Gosh, the nose and the palate just not. Relate to each other here.
So the palate is better than the nose?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, is this a Kentucky bourbon?
It is a straight bourbon. It is not Kentucky.
Okay.
Is mine a bourbon?
It is.
It's not finished?
No.
Tastes finished. It's very sweet. This has a high corn mash bill. I have two questions.
Yeah, it's not, no, I don't think really high, no.
Is this distiller in Kentucky?
No.
I only have two questions left.
Okay, so it's not.
You have three questions.
Is this a. It's not finished. Is this a. You don't know. I suppose that's too pointed question, like if you know if it's MGP.
It is not MGP. I don't think it is.
Or not.
Okay. I don't believe this is MGP.
So it's.
That's three questions.
I can ask you, what distillery is this? No, but I'm not going to. I'm going to take another ship.
Is My Spirit from Michigan?
No.
What? I got one left. Not Kentucky, not Michigan.
This has got some legs on it, too. Wow. No one knows. Is, let's see, of all, everything I've got, is minus grand, is this, gosh, this isn't a, Old Carter sort of,
No.
Is this one from, no, because I'm thinking like it's a Kentucky, it's not a Kentucky, but it's a straight bourbon.
I can give you a hint, but it'll be one of your questions. I have one question left, so I have one question left. If I give you the hint, you'll probably know where it's from.
Let me guess.
You have one more question.
Is this from Indiana?
No.
Okay.
Is mine from Barrel Craft Spirits?
It is not.
Well, that's my last question.
Oh man.
I have no idea.
Can I okay, is this a is a proof around 105?
No. It's one
is it under 100?
121.
Is it really? It doesn't drink like 121.
Well, we both had five questions.
Okay, so now we just throw
now we guess, yeah.
Wild ass answers here.
So mine's Barrel. Is mine from Indiana?
No. Fast. Is let's see. I'm trying to think of all the places that this could be from.
I have no idea where mine's from.
Oh gosh. What did you pick up lately? Is mine
not new.
Is mine a Lux company?
No. We already asked five questions, so at this point we gotta kinda this is your bottle.
Okay. Oh, no kidding. That's not. Is that 121?
Blue Note.
Blue Note.
This is unfiltered.
Juke joint.
Unfiltered, a store pick.
That is the store pick. Okay.
It's good.
I was going to ask, is this from New Orleans?
No, Memphis. Blue Note was Memphis.
Yeah, it's from Memphis. Okay.
Remember that? So.
I was thinking about that, and then you picked up that Juke joint store pick, though.
Yeah, this is really good. I've held it for a few years. Really, wow. Is it nice? It's nice, I think.
Yeah, I you know the nose could have a little. It could be a little bit more inviting.
Yeah.
Than it is. It's just bland. It's like not
right.
It's non-existent.
But I think the palate's pretty decent. I think it was only like okay. $60 a bottle.
All right.
Yeah. What is mine? I have no idea.
But hold on.
Oh boy. Oh, it's a Penelope? Don't hurt yourself, old man.
All right. Did you see it?
No.
I had to reach over to myself.
What is that? Oh, Redwood. Yeah. Screaming Eagle.
It's Screaming Titan.
Screaming Seagull.
It's a weeded bourbon.
Okay, it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's only 96 proof.
Nice. It was good. I liked it.
It's it's just toasted with char 3.
Okay.
But it's not finished. It's 30% wheat.
Okay.
61% corn.
Okay.
5% rye.
High corn.
4% malted barley.
I don't have a mash bill for you, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, this is one of the best wheated bourbons that I've had in a long time. So I wanted to share that with you.
Very nice.
All right, Blue Note. Okay, it's tricky when you get into store picks, but
right
at the same time, I could have just
asked. Yeah, about Memphis. And I wanted to get that one out there because I know we had some Blue Note before, and we've obviously had Blue Note on our podcast, BR Distilling there on our podcast. So Brandon, right? Yeah, he was a good dude.
Yeah.
But
they've all been good dudes. Yeah.
So anyway, that's What's the Juice, Blue Note, unfiltered, uncut store pick, and then Redwood, Screaming Seagull.
Oh, wow. That the finish on that really tells me it's 121.
It's nice, isn't it? It's has a thicker viscosity too. It's a little bit darker in color. I like it.
Yep.
It's nice. All right, guys. Well,
all right.
26 minutes and counting. So I think we're going to leave you there. Follow us on TikTok, YouTube, X, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And until next time. And
don't post anything that would get you banned from those.
We really don't care.
Social
media. Thanks for listening. And give us a follow. Give us a comment. And buy our Amazon garb. Hopefully you guys are keeping that store rocking. And until next time, giddy up.
Enjoy.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after